Nothing else. Genesis chapter 1. Are you ready for the word? Do the part 2 of what we started this morning. And I want you to sit attentively under the word. If you are here thinking, why is my life like this? Why was I born to the parents I was born to? Why was I born in the community I was born to? I want you to realize this. Please listen now. And I know you're just settling down from praise, but I don't have time. I don't have time, just like you don't have time in life as well. And the greatest enemy of every human being is time. I met a young lady in her 18 years old, says, "Pastor, I'm so depressed and unhappy." I said, "You can be depressed all you like, but you do know that you don't have time though. Because you will only grow up to know that you've wasted time. Why is my life like this?" We started this morning asking ourselves the question, if I am not putting out the maximum, what is going on with my life? I know that I'm better than this. I know. I know that there is infusion of energy in me, but what I'm producing out of life is small. It's little compared to what it can be. I want to start again with Genesis chapter 1. And I told you earlier today that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 is where scripture really ends. Without understanding that scripture, the whole of scripture, you can't understand. Bible will become a thing that you argue with. When people are backsliding, they begin to argue about who wrote the Bible. Is it Sabbath day that we should worship because they are backsliding? For if they maintain their relationship with God, they would have known that it wouldn't matter. Let me speak to you this afternoon about deep things. But they are important because it will determine the output. The input doesn't really matter sometimes. The amount of word you hear, you can hear so much word from Spark Nation, and by the time you go out there, there's something already tampering with your software. Human behaviors. The mind. But I'm not here this afternoon to talk about the mind. I want to talk about the more important thing, where we came from. Because unless we go back to that place, we will still put out very little compared to what we can really do. I wanted to tell you this morning, but for time, that every mechanic has in their workshop, whatever car they deal with, they have the original picture of that car. You can never, every panel beater, when a car has accident, I once asked the panel beater a question. They said, "Look, don't touch the car. Don't try to straighten it. Because without the original of that car, we don't know what that car really is. If you go to a quack mechanic, they will just imagine this is how Audi should be. And they can imagine how Audi should be all they like, but they cannot reshape it to the exact image of Audi. So in every mechanic workshop, on the wall is, if they are Audi specialists, they have a picture. Each time they are working on that car, they're looking at the picture, making sure that it fits the original picture of what that Audi is supposed to be. I want you to listen to me this afternoon, because I will put out little because I don't know what I was really supposed to be in the beginning. Go back to the beginning.
In the beginning,
yeah,
God.
We corrected how we should read that. In the beginning, God. Don't quickly read it with created. I told you this afternoon that the creator made creators. We need to dig deep into this creation called Adam. Because if Adam does not end up to be a creator, he will be angry in life and his seeds will be angry. They will kill each other because they are frustrated. Are you still with me this afternoon? So in the beginning, God, the master creator, the one whose wisdom is infinite, The one who has the whole world in his hands, but gave the earth to the children of men. I think from the first service, I realized that as many thoughts as I could have, there is only one thought I should share with you, so that, because some of us are just Sunday worshipers. So you go through Monday, and by the time you're back on Sunday, you're just dragging your feet because now you are tired. Life is beating you. Money is low. And all those things are meant to rewire your software so that your hardware can be hard to wear. You think you're bad, right? But seriously now, have you looked at the look of the sister or brother next to you, and their way is hard? Hard way. Why? The software is more powerful than the hardware. Destroy the hardware, keep the software, because you can put that in another hardware. But that's not the point right now. I've got better things to discuss with you. In the beginning, God created. If Adam does not end up to be a creator, he will be frustrated, and what he will do is that he will destroy the created things. It won't be difficult for him to lift up his hand and beat his wife. Why? Because he did not become a creator. He wanted to be created in the image of his wife. I'm going to talk to you about image in a moment. He thinks if he gets married, it will then be established. So life continued to create us according to the image of marriage. Have you picked up a book on marriage before? When you were getting into marriage, they said, just read enough books about marriage. I said to you, nonsense. Because I cannot be created in your image. My marriage counselor is my father, the one who carries my DNA. Because he understands me. I came to church and I heard his voice. Everything in that DNA forms to that. An American cannot teach me what is in that DNA. Otherwise, I'll be doing what they said, but I'm only trying to create myself according to the image of a counselor. It's not going to work. It's never worked. But let me leave that till another day. So in Christ now, we stopped the first service using Joanna, Kelvin, Kelly, and Johanna as examples. I want to go a bit further this afternoon. In the beginning, God created. So never forget this. You are meant to be a creator, and if you fall less than that, money will only create you. Have you seen people misbehaving after they have money? Money created them. At the end of life, everyone will go back to their creator. I hope you don't go back to money, because there will be nobody there. I've got one scripture for you today. Some people, their children created them. They say, my children is my life. My guy, woman, sister, whatever you are, you call yourself, you're already a failure. Your children cannot be your life. When they grew up, where are they now? Did they do what you asked them to do? They don't care. You were only a transportation to the world, and if you let them distract you from what you're supposed to do, you're only wasting your time. Someone said, why are miracles delayed for me? Why is my marriage delayed? It's because he does not want you created in another image different from him. I'll make that simple now. Let's go back to, oh God, you have been our dwelling place. Psalm number 90. Please project that. I'll make this simple for Sunday service stuff now. Yes, sister.
Lord,
you
have been our dwelling place.
I told you in the morning that when he says, Lord, you've been our dwelling place, in a dwelling place, activities take place. My life ended and then began. It puts people on my journey. so that they can help me to relocate and find myself. And if I don't understand those voices, then I'm lost. If I'm lost, then I've got to look for drugs or money or marriage or women to look for myself. Sometimes we got tired of our parents and we were looking for mentorship. Then we became a gang member. Looking. The code, the software that is on the inside of every man, that no matter what the hardware does, you cannot destroy that software. A space in every man's heart that is only designed for God. God is not after your money, because you see, when you bring that money, anyone with money on them, quickly. When you bring that money, in this money, it's a lot of DNA. In this money is a lot of talk there. So when you bring it to the altar, they only recognize your money by who you have become. Maybe this is too much for Sunday. The reason why you can have little and be more prosperous than the one who thinks he has made or she has made more money is because the one you are presenting to God has your name written all over it as your job description. The label, what we put before the altar, is not paper notes. It's the label that brought it. You still don't get it. Cain and Abel made sacrifices. God accepted one and rejected the other, because in Abel's sacrifice was the story of the life of Abel. Abel, are you being created in my image? Because if you are being created in my image, when you bring your sacrifice, that's exactly what we will read. I wanted to use Jacob and Esau's story, but then I remember this is Sunday. So let me move on. God, you have been our dwelling place. Yes, ma.
Throughout all generations.
When generations were happening in 1500, yes, you were existing. It's just that you were not existing on earth, but you were existing in your dwelling place. Yes, that was why it was easy for the Bible to tell us that we were crucified with Christ, because you are not new to existence, you are new to the earth. You were there. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, you were nailed with him. When Christ paid for our sins, you were there. The activities of your life was decided. The activities of your life was decided then. You were there. But you're new to the world. You're new to this earth. So he thought, what is he going to do? He gives us coach. He gives us guidance. Why? Because if a simple step miss from the role you played in creation, you miss everything in life. Come back, Kelly, quickly. Come back, Joanna. The role Kelly has to play, and the second Joanna, the role she has to play in Kelly. Stay. Do what we did before. The role she had to play was so important that if she misses it, it affects him, affects her. Yes, come. Then affects him. It will probably be somewhere this. So let's say you never came to Swipe Nation. Where would you be now on Sunday afternoon?
Probably in jail.
And the ones God needs in jail, they are there now. I wish I can talk to you freely. The day I became born again, I came to the Panebitas workshop. But me and the guys, we discovered that when people come to church, Pentecostal church has damaged people's mind to believe that you can come into a service, receive a miracle for your life just by praying and going home. You came to the Panebitas workshop. The world begins to pierce you, begins to take some things out because we were all damaged. We were all broken. The moment she got fixed a little, God said, I apprehended you for his sake. God said, it's not him. I apprehended him for our sake. I apprehended her for his sake. Emmanuel, come quickly. On the screen, they showed the testimony of this gentleman just very briefly. They didn't even give you the gist. But he won't mind because he's my son now. For me to say that when in East London you talk about top gang and everything wrong, this is the guy in charge. And it's good to praise God for salvation, but it's more than that. I'm talking about going back to dwelling places. Like my brother was saying, oh God, leave that scripture on the... You know what scripture is, right? Huh? You know the meaning of scripture, right? The script and the creature. It becomes scriptures when the creature meets the script. You don't understand that. Luke chapter 4, Jesus was in the synagogue and he opened to for the Spirit of the Lord is over me. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord is over me, for he has anointed me to do this and that. He said, today, this scripture is fulfilled. Why? Because the script and the creature met that day. So we were all moved to tears when we were listening to his testimony yesterday. We were all moved to tears when he mentioned a word, something like he said, and I'm not going to leave my soldiers. By soldiers, you know, these are not Afghanistan guys, right? Soldiers on the streets, when things want to go down, he tells them, set it off. Those soldiers are attached to him. The mystery of winning souls. The mystery of soul winning. The first day God gets you, the first money God puts in your hand, if it doesn't win souls, it will kill you eventually. It's a matter of time. Say, I've made a lot of money. I said, so what? You didn't make money. Money made you. It's still all the system. You think the system don't know you're making money? It knows it's coming back to him. But let me leave that. So now, I told you that this, as far as he is concerned, is the mother. What is the point of a child that is born into the world that never fulfilled purpose? People are born babies. Babies die daily. If you survive, you only survive because there is a purpose. And when the time is over, it's gone. But let me go into exactly where I'm going to. So, somebody has Bible verses, I've got scriptures. So when someone says, who knows who even wrote the Bible? I say, I don't care. I've got script. And I'm the scripture that met the script. That is a living life testimony. It's not argument. So the so-called doctrine of spark may not make sense to someone outside. Why does it make sense to you? You are the creature for a script. And it may not make sense immediately, but something in you took you back to your creation. But that's not even my issue. Oh God, you have been our dwelling. If I'm going to now fulfill purpose, I've got to go back to my dwelling. It positioned men in my life. So when it says it gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the maturing, that we will no longer be children. The fivefold ministry start working in my life the day I got born again. The teachers will teach me, but the apostles will set order in my life. Now, what happened to the church pulpit? The apostles got afraid because they want to count numbers in church. Who is going to get offended? Who is not going to get offended? Well, maybe pastor still loves me, or you think I am in this to love people and show them that I really love you sentimentally? Lives are at stake. But that's not even my issue. You know, we can't even get to this understanding of, oh God, you have been our dwelling place. And what? Let's just finish with that. Quickly, sister.
Throughout all generations.
I can't get over throughout all generations. I was around, but I was not here. But I'm part of a storyline. Look, what is going on in your life now is a storyline. You keep missing it, and you will miss it. Never be deceived by progress. Don't be deceived by progress. Be assured by purpose. Don't let progress deceive you. Say, oh, business is not working well. In fact, oh, I'm going to get married. No, no. She missed purpose for progress. She exchanged purpose and took progress. It does not matter how long it takes me to progress. Just let me walk in the script. Yes. Step by step. I don't mind. What makes people exchange purpose for progress? My sister is now comparing herself with another person. Unfortunately, now all that is in your head is marriage. So you are scheming and fighting people for marriage. Believe me, you will get what you want. But it will be like a fish after she takes the bait, the hook hooks her, and you'll be gone before you start living. So God told me never exchange progress, purpose for progress. But that's not even my issue. The way Bridget is smiling at me. Put an earpiece in his head. But you see, I'm taking you somewhere. So all of a sudden, I realized that, let me tell you something. Desires in my heart, positive desire, not the yeah desire of, I want to get married now, I'm now 30. Yeye stuff. Yeye means joker stuff. It is God who works in me, both to will. You see, when I begin to desire, you look around today and say, I want to change the world. God says, I was the one working in you. Because when you come into him, you didn't just come into him, it came in you. Now, when it comes in you like it did for Adam, downloaded a software, Adam will no longer have his own desire. It is Almighty that will say, name all these animals. And it will have ability to make name all the animals. You know why? You know why? Creation is not really the hardware, the body you can see and touch. You see this guy? His name is Kelly. Until he is named, it's just an empty body. You didn't understand that one. Many people that are not saved and people that are not born again, they are empty bodies dressing up in front of a mirror, putting all kind of makeup, and nothing is wrong with makeup. I'm just saying that you can put on a designer, but you are a corpse walking. Empty body until she birthed him and he stopped at the bus stop. He told me something, just said, move to the lady and talk to her. You think God didn't? You see, in 2005, when I stepped into this country, God saw her, him. Her, him, him. God saw them. But guess what? I didn't see them. I was wondering, what am I going to do with life now? I was thinking, because I was still smoking. What am I going to do now? Then one day I knelt down and said, Lord, I don't want to live this life anymore. On that new that day, as I was crying, I saw him, ah, him, ha, him, him, and all of you. And maybe you're watching. I was telling people the way we've been receiving calls, people calling from the US and China saying, can you just be my father? God saw all of them. But did he show me them? No. You know, he sees your millions and billions in the future, and is using your low points to guide you there. But if Satan wants to kill you, and if God gives up on you, you will start making thousands and you feel, I don't need God. You're finished. But that's not even where I'm going. Someone says, quickly get to where you're going, because you keep saying that's not. No, no, no. This is just starters. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hopi. Happy birthday to you. You're wondering, where did that come from? I don't know. I just heard an angel singing it. Give me a moment now. Whose birthday is it today? Stop doing that. Don't say, yeah. Why did Moses say, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom? Not for Sunday, just like not for radio. Psalm 91 is where I gotta get to. A psalm that church will make you read just for protection. They're fooling you, means nothing in all those things. He was talking about dwelling in Psalm 90. Those who dwell is more than, oh, just, you know, people quote it and read it in Psalm and pour the water on their head. Read Psalm 91.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Can you look for your shadow? That's where I'm going. Those who dwell in the, another translation says, the secret place, dwelling place. I'm sure if you look well, you can see your shadow. Why are you seeing your shadow though? Why? Because of the light. I'm just going to play with your mind a little and stop preaching. Peter got so powerful that when he walked on the street, his shadow was now, can I tell you 75 things about shadows? He's in a shadow. I want to attract all my business partners, all my church members, all whatever. So he's in a shadow, and all this in the same shadow. Our shadow will unify if I dwell in his shadow. The shadow is a true reflection of self, but it's not self. She's not, Peter is not the one that will be worshipped. It's just a shadow. But that shadow is still important. It's a true reflection of the shape. The same way when you look into the water, if I want to be big in life, if I want to attract, I've got to dwell in that shadow. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide. Give me this in New King James, please, because of time. He who dwells in the secret place. When it comes to this earth now, will abide living under the reflection, under the image of the he calls it Almighty, shall abide under the shadow. So abiding under the shadow is a continuous change. I think we were saying it yesterday that there's no reason why, no wonder why they call it chain stores. Keep people in slavery, right? It's a chain store, chain. But let's leave that for today. So how do I put out enough power? When power is given into me, abide under the reflection. God told me if you're going to go up, you've got to take all your plan and squash it and throw it in a sea now and forget about it, because it's going to stop you from accessing and living. So people run from God's shadow and they come back. He said, you've got to abide there. You've got to live there. And you see, when God said, just keep winning souls, it doesn't make sense how so we translate into business opportunity. But you see this shadow. I don't know when last your shadow has gone to work. Did you dress up your shadow this morning? Did you feed your shadow this morning? Is your shadow going to have a counseling session with me tomorrow? Say, Pastor, what does that even mean? Very simple. You see that shadow that I dwell under? The true image of the Father is what walks. I'm dwelling under his shadow. So if he's not somewhere, I'm not there. That's why he will say, well, they got you the ticket to the fight. Don't go, it will lose. I'm not going. I'll leave that to those who understand. And those who don't understand, and those whose eyes do not see clearly, they say, oh, we've got to go. No, I don't go to losing things. It doesn't work that way. Because if I go, it will win. But It will be deducted from my account and it will disrupt something that God is working in the life of that person. So I will have to make a payment extra. This is too much. I will leave it. The fact that there is progress and open door does not mean that I've got to prophesy it. Because with that one, it's going to be a personal payment. But if his shadow is there, I won't have to spend anything. Let me round this up. In the shadow of Johanna Martin, it's a Kelly. In the shadow of a Kelly, as long as they come to the secret place so that they can abide under the shadow. So you see, this guy don't have to look like a prophet. He doesn't have to wear a prophet's cloak. He didn't need to have fasted for 55 days for him to meet Johanna and begin to tell Johanna everything about her life. This is how this guy would talk himself. Don't say amen now, please. This is how he would talk himself. The same way he would talk himself into being a billionaire. Prophecy. Not missing church. That one is a blessing bestowed by the devil. When God gives up on a person, he allows the devil. It's simple, in case you don't believe me. Satan took Jesus to the top mountain and said, if you just bow to me, I will give you all this process, but don't worship God. Worship money, God, mammon. Then I'll give you. If he loves you, he will withhold from you, and you're spending every month giving and giving. He said, wait. He said, behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. But God's light will shine upon you so that your shadow become more visible. Now I know how to put out the maximum power now. It's very simple. Locate a shadow for me. Which shadow I can connect, because that person dwells in the secret place. Because automatically, if I hide under their shadow, I'm hiding under a shadow. So look, it doesn't need to fast for 55 days. It just needs to be in Spark Nation. And then his heart is attached to the vision. Then he stays under that shadow. When it gets to purpose, we don't fast in order to move the power of God. We just have to be under that purpose. Then those words will begin to flow freely. And even he won't know how. But you see, there's an enemy that is always pushing us. He needs to get you out of that shadow. Out of that secret place. And when he gets you out, it brings you to a place of self-consciousness. Awareness. Software is now damaged. I told you in prayer this morning, depression is a software. Nothing moves your body. It's just your mind saying all manner of things to you. Then they now take you, grab you, take you to a worldly counselor who is using cocaine in his own house as well, because he's confused. She's confused. They said, Pane beat her back to shape. And she's also saying, I don't know what this person should be like. So you know what he would do? It would then take an Henry and say, this Henry is the image of a full-grown normal man. It will now have to make dummy into the image of Henry. So for a while, dummy will be trying to be him. He may get it right at some point, but then one day, it takes up guns and kills people because it's now fixed into Henry and he says, this is not who I am. I want to stay with these ones. It will not take time before God would show me that on earth matters, I matter. And the story that is telling, my story matters. I've told you before, Abraham was living in the shadow of the Almighty for long. He didn't have a single child. It's a story. I want you to get ready for the end of the month, 7:42, because it has to be a 3-day program. So, PT can preach. PT is the pastor, whatever PT is, or your private pastors in your fellowships. But we're all a reflection of his shadow. But then we go under each other's shadow, and the chain, the real one now, because Satan has a chain store, we also have a chain. It has to be a chain. Paul, a bond servant. This is my conclusion. It's amazing how time flies, right? When he sings happy birthday to us, it was the day Emmanuel, Kelvin, Johanna, Kelly, and others. My birthday is the day that I located the chain and the line that links me to the already existing shadow. That's my birthday. Forget March the 4th, March the 15th, whatever. That's the day I was actually born, because it connected me to a chain. I told you before this morning, God tried to redeem man until Christ came. He had to redeem himself, but through the mentorship of himself. The Son does not do anything except that which he sees the Father doing, but the Father and the Son has to stay in one body. The Son has to have a free will. The Father has to have a master plan. And you right now are two people, the God who wants a purpose for you and the hardware that wants to take you in your own direction. I sang a song to all the leaders. One day you will believe somebody, and that day will decide what you become the rest of your life. Who have you believed? It's simple. They say, well, we dwell in a world where you can't trust people. Well, do you trust you? So I realized that I've got to connect to a shadow. I've got a lot of verses for shadows. But why is it shadow? They will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength, my refuge, my God in whom I will trust. Why shadow? Because he's trying to tell you that it's not that person. He's a reflection of me. I realize I will never pray a prayer again saying, Lord, bless what I do. I'm just going to say, Lord, show me what you're blessed. Show me what you're doing. And I'm just going to do exactly what you're doing. Because blessing what I do, Lord, I want you to bless my marriage. No, this is his marriage. It's just a shadow. When people were giving out their minimum, Elisha was working, running his father's company. But he was giving out his minimum. But a shadow passed by him one day. His name was Elijah. And when Elijah passed by, Elisha knew. Don't forget, his father was the one who transported him to the earth. But Elisha was performing below until he met a mentor. I don't know if you are hearing me. Sit down, guys. Please. I may call you back. He was performing below potential. Because our community, our society can only give us an idea of what we should be. Jeremiah was performing below. The dad was a priest. He was preparing to be a priest. But God had to come and redeem him himself and say, before you were formed, I knew you. Now, when somebody says before you were formed, it means you existed. You were not formed yet. Forming is the process that begets us. But it doesn't mean you don't exist before you were formed, because after all, after a while, this body will decompose, right? It will go back. So whatever is formed can be dissolved. anything that is formed can be dissolved, but you yourself now cannot be dissolved. The software can be dissolved. Before you were formed, I knew you. Jeremiah, why are you performing at a low level? Because you've not connected mentorship. Elisha now took on his father's trade. He was working with it, and I think he's been good because the number of oxen had increased. And he would be thinking, I'm doing well in this business. But one day, his real father passed by. How do you know it was his real father? At the end of the day, he said, my father, the chariot of Eve. You remember that scripture? He said, and he called him his father, Elijah, until he connected with the father, he was performing below. How do you know fathers? There is a certain connection of DNA. You can be 79 billion years old. Your father can be 15. It doesn't matter. It's a father. No wonder Paul began to tell them, you can have many instructors. You are a civil engineer. You are a pastor. You are mechanical engineer, whatever. You are an IT person. And in those fields, you will have instructors. But the word of a father supersedes instructors because instructors will instruct you on how to drive. A father will instruct you on how to live. So that's why there is a mighty attack against fathers. Get the fathers out of the house or make men be sperm donors, but not fathers. But God said, you think I care about earthly fathers? No. My father, the day he met Elisha was his birthday. Elijah, that's his birthday. And he quickly, because hardware will hold him down now, he has businesses running. He quickly said, please permit me to go and take care of my father. Elisha said, if you move an inch, you miss it. Then he burnt all the oxen. Did he burn them? And he followed the father. People are in church with independent mind. That's why you're not prospering, my sister. It doesn't have to be pity. Go locate the one that you think, okay, I can listen to this one. Otherwise, there is not going to be anything meaningful. You will know a lot of Bible verses, but your output will be low. You will know this is not where I'm supposed to be in life. In closing, Peter was a fisherman. But one day his father came, the one whose DNA. Do you realize Jesus renamed him? You realize Jesus did a naming ceremony for Peter? Upon this rock, he renamed him. He had to give him a new name. Time will not permit me to talk about Joshua and Caleb. That Caleb was a stranger. Caleb was from the tribe of the Amorites or something. Pardon me if I'm wrong. But the tribe of Caleb was one of the tribes that God said they should not enter his assembly. How come Caleb was the only one with Joshua that made it into God's promise? He located a father who dwells in the secret place and under the shadow of the Almighty. And when he located that was his birthday. History tells us that Caleb will run around in the wilderness serving Moses. That was his father. His surname changed from whatever it was. The one who brought Reuben, was it Reuben? Unstable as water. The one who brought Reuben to life was Jacob, isn't it? And he put a curse on him. He said, Reuben will not prosper. He said, for he is as unstable as water. But guess what? The tribe of Reuben met Moses, a father. And Moses reversed that. He said, let Reuben prosper and let his seed not be few. He met a chief mentor, changed his name, reestablished him. How? By showing him. When I ordain people as pastors or evangelists, I'm not saying that they are better or great. I'm just saying this is actually what you were before it formed you. I'll stop with the scripture that says Israel was born or something, but Jacob I formed or something like that. In a moment, I'm going to make altar calls, and if you are disconnected from God, money is nothing. It does not define anything. It has wing, it flies away. Satan's assignment is to take you out, whatever it costs him, take you out from under that shadow, so that when you're walking, your shadow is not attracting others. And everybody that you attract, they were meant for you. Not just for you to establish in the church. Definitely that's one of the purposes or purpose. But they also have something for you. If you are not maximizing prosperity, go and check your soul bank. It is low. Israel.
Yes, sir. Isaiah 43.
Isaiah 43.
But now, This is what the Lord says.
Yes.
He who created you, Jacob.
Give me that scripture on the screen. He who created you, Jacob.
He who formed you, Israel.
Jacob was created. Israel was formed. Jacob will come to life by the act of a man meeting a woman. Israel will come to life by an act of struggling until it got to the place where it met God. And the angel said, what's your name? And he said, my name is a supplanter because I have now given myself a name based on my experience. Some of you just don't have failure as your front name, but in your subconscious, you always feel like a failure. But that's the original name that demons know you as. And he said, they had to perform a renaming for Israel. He said, now I form you as Israel, not Jacob anymore. The day he will meet Joanna, I saw her preaching in Tulsa, and I know now she's formed. Before now, she was only created. And you see my forming has to be continuous. God is taking me to another level of forming. But he says, if I'm going to form you, don't be conformed. He said, I cannot help you when you try to conform to the world. You will have to do that. I can't stop you from that. But if you don't conform, then I can form. But for all the years of Jacob, he kept conforming until he struggled and said, why am I so good a man, but what my output is too small? Many of you feel like that. You have a pastor, but you don't have a father. It has to be a DNA. It has to be something on the inside. And you don't, a father don't have to be someone who sits with you. It means when he's speaking, how you pay attention to this word. And say, I want to meet you one-on-one more. No. There are children who meet their physical parent and they hate them no matter how much they talk. It's a spiritual thing. It's a connection that is bigger than appearance. It's a forming. Someone that can dip their hands into your innermost being and form what you're supposed to be. Fine-tuning it every day. From the moment I knew that in my life, I know how not to fail anymore. Livingstone, you can mount the pulpit. I knew how not to fail. There's someone that came here before me. Ask my DNA. As the blueprint of what I'm supposed to be. So I said to his sister, you know, this marriage you're about to do, I'll be waiting when it fails, because it's going to fail. Say, well, that's like a prophecy, negative prophecy. It's not. Who is a man that can speak and it happens if God has not spoken? I'm not even saying God has spoken. I'm just saying this man don't fit into your DNA. I know you like him and all that. There's a chemistry. You know they call it chemistry. Now the chemistry produced the biology, but you see now you have kids and this is not the marriage. And say, give me scripture. Give me scripture for that. No, I'll give you your Bible verses which you like. But when Jesus met that woman at the well, he said, go call your husband. Say, I don't have one. He said, yeah, you speak right. He said, because the one you are with is not even your husband. He said, that's not your husband, sister. But she went into it and I was waiting on the other side. It is not that the man is bad or the woman is bad. It's just that this is not it. And I said, sister, it may take you 5 to realize, but with those 5, I'll still be waiting because I know God has a purpose for you. It's someone that carries my DNA. It doesn't have to be a prophet. It just knows, this is not her. This is not her. I'm not talking to ladies who just want to get married. Again, I told you, you will get what you want. You'll get it. But you see, to every getting, there is a regretting. Don't come to me for counseling. Is it he or that's da da da? I don't care. I'm just saying to you that when you really have a father, and this is not marriage counseling, it affects every other area. It was Abraham that sent his servant to go look for Isaac's wife. Because Isaac can't make a mistake because it's a definition of the promise. It cannot just make a mistake, otherwise there will be a big problem. Serious matter. The same thing for every area of our life. Someone say, so Pastor, what are you saying with all this? I'm saying to you this afternoon. Number one, your dwelling place is what attracts the right people to you. Those who have been on the street, you know, those who followed you, after a while, there is a connection. Emmanuel was saying yesterday, I'll stick it out for my soldiers, for my brothers. Do you know that the only word God used for a church is God's family here on earth? You know why the church is not powerful? People come into a family like they come into an organization. So when it is sweet, they are there. When they are angry, they are gone. God says, you see this one? Has no father, no family. Do you go and change your surname because your brother is annoying? The way dad spoke in the family today, I disown him as my dad. I've changed my church now. I disown him. You know what? But when you're younger, you can be in churches that is not family. You grow to realize, no, this is my DNA. What does God do? He uses that to protect you for that time. But at the time, you grow into your DNA. You know, this is my DNA.